Luke 18:31, we're studying this thing about all things written about the Son and the prophets. We studied a bunch of them the last time we met, whenever that was. Let's go to Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his body, upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. And I beheld until the wings thereof were plucked, and was lifted from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and as a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side and had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. And after this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of its of it four wings as a fowl. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. And after this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. And I considered the horns, and beheld there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the brutes. And behold, in his horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgments was set, and the books were opened. And I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, and yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. And I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. Now then Daniel interprets the dream or the vision, and he says that these four beasts, the first was Babylon, the second was Media Persia, the third was Macedonia or Greek Empire, and the fourth was the Roman Empire, and the fifth being was the Son of Man. Now, this isn't the only place in the Bible, but it's prominent that from God's standpoint, the last nation that existed on earth, from God's perspective, was Rome. After that, he sees no nations. He doesn't see the United States. He doesn't see Russia. He doesn't see Israel. He only sees the vessels of wrath and the vessels of mercy. He only sees the bride or the whore. The bride then, it's not our business who makes up part of the bride, but we know that it's those, and this is what really the book of Revelation is all about. The bride is made up of the empty vessels that are filled only with Christ. And the whores, it doesn't matter what you put name you put on yourself, as long as you're involved in the self, the improvement of self and self-awareness and self-seeking and all the things we've talked about, you're still a vessel of wrath. You're still part of the whore. Now, it's hard for us to believe. There's no more Greek, no more bond, no more free, no more male, no more female, no more America, no more Russia, no more Iran, no more anything. But this is especially true because for us to give importance to anything other than the kingdom of God, then we have left the kingdom of God and returned to a vessel of wrath. Now, this is maybe the most controversial thing I've ever said, that there are no more nations left from God's standpoint. There's no more America, there's no more Mexico. There's only vessels of wrath and vessels of mercy, the bride or the whore. It's only the bride or the Babylon. What?
How do you know that? What's your backup on?
Well, this is the most biggie, but there's the Romans 9 says they're only vessels of wrath and vessels of mercy. Three or four places say there's no more bond or free, Greek or Jew. But the prophecies of Daniel, and we're studying what the prophets say about the Son of Man, there's no more kingdoms. Rome was the last one. Why did Daniel in this incredible vision, everything ended at Rome? After that, it was either the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the whore. And that's all. Does anybody believe this?
I do. It resonates inside me, too.
What?
It resonates something, what you're saying.
The Ancient of Days was listed as the fifth.
And I didn't hear what you just said.
Ancient of Days. You said it was the Ancient of Days, hair like wool. It was listed as the fifth after the four beasts.
No. That was God sitting on a throne.
I know. But I'm agreeing. It is. And the thing is that who can follow that? And so that had to be the end of the prophecy.
Well, what follows it is this. In verse 13. And I saw in the night vision, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days and brought him near before him, and there was given him a dominion and glory and kingdom that all people, nations, languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed.
And that's all I'm saying is that if your mind says, or you know, my first thing you said when you said that those four and there no other prophecy? And there is no other prophecy, because you can't be, I mean, he put the cap on it when he said that of the last one there would be no end. So there's no room for someone to say, oh, well, that was back then, and there was another fifth and sixth kingdom in here, you know, that just kind of got glossed over. I mean, I'm just saying it seems pretty obvious to me. You either accept that what's being written there is the truth, or you don't. And if you do, then you have to agree that Rome was the end of it. I don't see how you come to another conclusion than that, or say God's a liar.
It's, and this is why, I mean, this is why if any man love the world, gives breath to the things of the world, the love of the Father isn't in him. I mean, it's this is so radical that it's beyond anything. The idea that each man and woman in the world are the instead of Christ. His number is 666 and his number of man. But it's the number, no, it's not the number of man that's coming someday and blah, blah, blah. It's the number of every man, or every ape. It says Jesus Christ was the last Adam, then who are we? I mean, this is why you can't bring anything that you're even, you can't bring anything that the senses are aware of into the kingdom of God. You look troubled.
Well, if every man is the Antichrist, where are believers? It's like...
No, they're dead.
Okay.
And their life is hid with God in Christ, but it's in Christ. There's no more their life.
Okay, well, that certainly needs to be mentioned in the sentence.
Well, that's the bride and the whore. Vessel of wrath, vessel of mercy. But as long, it doesn't matter what name you put on yourself or how well you know the scriptures, if you're still involved in the things of the world, it means you're not in the bride. You've got on the wrong garment. There's another, there are three or four of these prophecies like this one. We don't have time to go into the other ones today, but, you know, the one was, then he saw the stone carved without hands, and the stone broke all the other kingdoms forever.
Yeah.
I mean, can you, the deception that we live in is beyond anything that can be conceived. Of course God wants us to, whatever, blah, 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 because you've created God in your image. Anybody have any other response? John is just this crazy only talking here, or is it? Does it have a ring of truth?
I'm sure it rings truth, but I also think there's some crazy only in it.
Tell me where, and I'll stop it. Let's go to Romans 9. Did what?
You take the preaching right up to the Antichrist, and all men are the Antichrist, and then you stop talking. But the book talks about the stone, or talks about he was given him dominion and glory and kingdom. And Christ is that part of it.
That's the bride.
And that's the bride.
But that's only made up of people who are dead to the world. That gives no breath to anything in the world.
So those are the believers.
Well, no question. That's the bride. That's I didn't okay. leave it off. That's all reason time and space exists. Romans 9. Yeah, I shouldn't have gone here because it's going to. Well, let's start in verse 10. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having, excuse me, having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, and not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now, and this was before they were born, he said that. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. The elder shall serve the younger. It's a vision. That's a it's like the same thing. There's all twins all over the Bible. Many scholars say that Adam, Cain, and Abel were twins. Cain came first, but the elder shall serve the younger. Cain was first. He's the elder. Here, Jacob and. Well, let's read it. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there any unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall a thing formed say to him that formed it, why have thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another to dishonor? And what if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory. Vessels of wrath, vessels of mercy. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Only have I hated, Jesus in him have I loved. But only has to guide, only has to go. He's got to be buried forever. Dead. Two positions. Vessels of wrath, vessels of mercy. The whore or the bride. No in between. No neutral ground. And that's why people get upset at me, because I make declarative statements like, There's no doubt. It doesn't matter what you think about it. Nobody cares. Look, go to John 1. And you can tell me not to say. No, I really want to show you this. The scriptures are so clear, they're black and white. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the blood, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Your will has nothing to do with it. You can't make a decision for him. Can't accept him as your personal savior.
Can you stop resisting him?
Well, you can think you are. Just think. I mean, it's only two. We think of this. We like to have these great neutral grounds where we can remain. I mean, this is why I studied for. I wanted my life back. I had a future. I had things to do. I wasn't in the Bible. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated, before they were born. Oh no, God so loved the world that he loved the bride that he gave his son. But this is what that means. All things that were written about him and the prophets, that's what we're studying. What was written about him is he was the last. There's no more.
Yeah, remember Daniel 9:24, where it talks about, you know, these are the things that he completed, everything that's important. He ended sin, he ended trespass, he ended, he was the fulfillment.
But if you think that Israel is important, or if you think these things, then you end up thinking that I've got time. It's not the kingdom of God, and he's not going to appear today. So I got time to do my stuff. No, you don't. Your time for you, the time for you died 2,000 plus years ago. Died before the foundation of the world. We'll study some more prophets tomorrow. Say the same thing. Consider these things. Search the scriptures to see whether they be true. Anybody have anything else? Study is the word peristeme. It means present yourself without condition.
Right. Then you just said something that sounded a little different. Search the scriptures.
To see whether these things be true.
Okay, but that's different than present yourself.
Well, you can't present yourself until you know it's true.
So then you look into the scriptures.
I've said nothing but that.
Well, okay.
You're
calling out, it looks like. One is present yourself. I have no conflict with that. I have no conflict with look into the scriptures.
To see whether things be true.
So they're both there. It's just the other day when you said present yourself when it says study, that was a little, I don't know if confusing is the right word, but it's like you were saying,
well,
don't bother studying.
No, I didn't say don't bother studying. You're talking to a guy that studies, that's all I do. Well, only because that one place where in 2 Timothy, where it says study, that one place, right, that book's full of studying and testing everything, but that one word there is peristeme. It doesn't mean study. It means present yourself. The same way that it says, present yourself a living sacrifice, make no provision to fulfill the lust of your flesh or your mind. So,
it was just a clarification.
Yeah, it's two different.
They're both true.
Yeah. All right, take it, big guy.